Welcome to the Rock Fight, where we speak our truth, slay sacred cows, and sometimes agree to disagree. This is an outdoor podcast that aims for the head, and today I want to tell you why you should pop the outdoor bubble that you're no doubt living in, and how ice hockey has become my own very personal adventure muse. But first, if you like what you're hearing when you listen to The Rock Fight, can you please click follow and rate the show on whatever podcast app you are listening to us on? Also, Apple Podcast listeners, if you could take 30 seconds and leave us a written review, this is how The Rock Fight increases its visibility to other new listeners. So please write us a review and leave us a rating. And lastly, we want to hear from you. Please send your emails to myrockfight@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram or Threads, where our handle is @rockfight.co. All right, let's drop the puck and start the show. Welcome to the Rock Fight, Rock Fight, Rock Fight. I've talked about how I came to the outdoors before here on the podcast, but today I want to go a little deeper on it because I think there are some lessons that I've learned that apply to our whole outdoor community. But before I start picking at the scabs of your shadow, let me give you some background so this all makes sense. Outside of a brief stint playing Little League and an even briefer stint playing football, I didn't play organized sports growing up, at least not professionally. My brothers and I would play backyard football, but more than anything else, we went outside to play laser tag in the new houses being constructed up the street. And call this the ramblings of an aging Gen Xer, but it's a fucking crime that laser tag didn't fulfill its promise as the sport of the future. The build-up to its release in 1986 was huge, but I digress. It wasn't until I was in my 20s that I discovered the secret of outdoor adventure. As a kid, I did a little bit of camping, but I logged even less outdoor adventure time than I did football, baseball, or even laser tag time. But mostly as a kid, I was riddled with fear, avoiding risk at all costs. The idea of putting myself out there only to fail and possibly be ridiculed was absolutely terrifying. And the only reason I found outdoor adventure was because I started playing ice hockey. When I got to college, I went from living in a hockeyless void to being surrounded by former and current players. My freshman year roommate had young blood, playing nearly daily in our dorm room. And all of this is weird because I went to school not in New England or Minnesota, but just south of Philadelphia. But this was also the time when hockey was gaining popularity in the zeitgeist. In the 1990s, the NHL expanded. Adding the San Jose Sharks in 1991, the Ottawa Senators and Tampa Bay Lightning in 1992, and on the heels of the Mighty Ducks becoming a hit movie, the big-time hockey expansion continued in 1993 with Anaheim adding the Ducks and the debut of the Florida Panthers. MTV Sports, which we've talked about before in the show, which was the home of snowboarding, mountain biking, and land yachting, included ice hockey in segments with hockey-playing celebrities like Jason Priestley. So for 18-year-old me, not only was I surrounded by hockey-playing peers, but hockey was in the air, generally speaking. And so it was that I started playing, which would turn out to be one of the most consequential decisions I've ever made. Because for a kid who grew up pretty much afraid of everything, my totally unanticipated and complete deep dive into playing ice hockey changed the way I viewed the world. Hockey has this sort of badass factor that differentiates it when you compare it to the team sports that dominate the conversation here in the U.S. If you tell someone you play, you know, pick up hoops, they nod and they say, ah, cool. If you tell someone you play ice hockey, they immediately want to know more and talk about how cool hockey is, but how they could never do it themselves. The only other sport I've had a similar experience with has been surfing in that regard. And on the surface, there's really not all that much that outdoor adventure and hockey have in common other than the roots of hockey being played outdoors on frozen ponds. And I haven't come across many other hockey players that also mountain bike or like to climb mountains. But this isn't about finding a similarity between the activities. I really think it's more about trying something new. Trying something hard and unique as an adult and learning that you can do something new that's hard or unique. Learning that I could overcome all those childhood fears and climb a hill that many others viewed as unclimbable and realize the truth is that anyone can do this. They just have to decide to do it. Eventually, the outdoors consumed my time and hockey got put more and more on the back burner until I stopped playing entirely for 14 years. But then funnily enough, it was my kids that got me back into playing. Around 2019, they all started skating and they all wanted to play hockey. So whereas most people raised their kids on the sports they loved when they were younger, I had the opposite experience where my kids found the sport on their own and it brought me out of retirement. Now at the time, I was trail running a ton while also mountain biking and surfing and stand-up paddleboarding and rediscovering my OG sport after a long layoff was definitely fueled by the novelty of playing after a long layoff and of doing something different than what others in my outdoor orbit typically do. If my first foray into hockey was cool because it went against the mainstream, this time it was cool because it went against what most outdoorsy people do. But if that first time around hockey taught me to try new things, this time was something different. And that was the social piece. So much of our time in the outdoors tends to be spent alone. And to be fair, that's a good thing. Going out into nature solo, finding solitude, learning to be confident in situations where the outcome hasn't been determined is a crucial component of the outdoor adventure journey. And just as essential as going on adventures with other folks. But like many in our community, between career and family, most of my time in the backcountry was and is spent solo. And as we age, our worlds tend to get a little smaller, our views a little more firmly set. And then you throw in a pandemic, where we're given the excuse to sit around at home. And what I didn't know that I was missing was being social, especially with people outside my own personal orbit. Sitting in a locker room, a group of individuals with different backgrounds and views, but all bonding over the game because playing hockey is fun. It's sort of like doing a weekly get-together at the local bar, but instead of just sitting around and eating bad food and drinking, we get together and work out by playing a hockey game. And then you get to have beers and bad food afterwards. But this was a big moment because it taught me how much of our outdoor community is a bubble. A bubble that the more we lean into it, we lose touch with broader aspects of humanity, even if we are constantly discovering our own. Getting out of our comfort zone is a big part of outdoor adventure, but while the physical challenges may continue ever on, eventually, we stop challenging our personal growth, and we get comfortable with the particular politics and the temperature of the collective swimming pool of the outdoor community. Don't believe me? Spend a little time on LinkedIn with folks who work in our industry and see what they post about. And that's not an indictment of the outdoor industry. This seems to be very much a human trait. For me, walking back into that locker room at the rink, full of people who don't give a rat's ass about FKTs or mountain town housing or what's happening over on Mount Everest, it reminded me that the main reason I found my way to adventure sports in the first place was because of the challenge and doing stuff that I wasn't exactly comfortable with. Now, the past few years have been as wonky for me as they have been for everyone. After the pandemic, I played on a team for a bit, but then kids' activities and a second knee surgery put me back on the hockey shelf for a couple of years. But through all of this, I've learned that for me, it's hockey. Not a trail, a break, a bike, a kayak, a river, a mountain, whatever. It's hockey that is my unlikely adventure muse that I shall return to again and again for what it both gives and how it balances my outdoor interests. For all my outdoor inclinations, hockey is a weird other side of the coin, played on ice inside a giant refrigerated building and often with old angry dudes who still think they have a shot at the Stanley Cup. It wasn't the discovery of a vista or dipping my toes into a babbling brook that kickstarted my outdoor journey. It was the religion of Canada that opened the door to the outdoors, and thus those two things are inextricably linked to each other. Is that bizarre? Yeah, probably. But this June, I'm making my second comeback to hockey. Oh, and this time, my 18-year-old daughter will be playing on my team with me for a few months before she heads to college. So why am I telling you all this? Because as healthy as it is to do all of our favorite outdoor activities, to live only in that bubble is as dangerous as living in any other bubble. I'm glad that I have my skates and my teammates to keep my dumbass grounded. So I want to ask, what do you do that balances out your adventure life? All right, that's the show for today. But before you punch out, please head to rockfight.co and click join our mailing list so you can receive news from the front, the official newsletter of Rockfight LLC. Also, come back this Friday for a new episode of Gear and Beer, where we'll be discussing bike apparel and the Rationale Mexican Lager. The Rockfight is a production of Rockfight LLC. I'm Colin Truth. Thanks for listening. And here to take us out is the musical voice of Rockfight LLC, Krista Makes, with the Rockfight fight song. We'll see you next time, Rockfighters. Rockfight!